creeks up there that they've dammed up.
Well, that there would be at, around the Port of the Cup?
Yeah. I think that'd be lots of fun. These roads that lead back here look just like trails.
They've got pretty good roads though.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're nice roads. Hmm. This Lake Elmer Thomas, they must get a lot of people there. There's been 2 soldiers drowned on Lake Elmer Thomas this last month, so.
That's right, one drowned Sunday.
Sunday there was one drowned, and I think it was the second one in a short period of time. It isn't a large lake.
I guess that's easy to do, get in and panic.
Well, this Sunday, the man was supposed to have tried to swim across and didn't make it, they think.
I can swim. I haven't done much of it, but I'm a fierce paddler.
I don't know. I'd probably swim a little before I drown. Otherwise, I never did care for water.
That's the way I am. I just paddle fiercely. I don't go very far. I don't go very fast, but I tire quickly.
That's me. Of course, I haven't been in the swimming pool for years. A few years, anyhow.
Did you have creeks around here that you could play in as a boy?
Not really creeks. They were small ponds. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was pretty regular. That was our bathtub whenever in the summertime, thrashing time. Every night we hit a pond somewhere and long enough to get washed off.
Did you swim?
We sure went through the motion. Those who could swim, and
were they deep enough to dive in, or just?
There were some deep holes.
Hmm. And we had no rock crusher up in the hills where I grew up. Weren't supposed to even go near that water in there. Of course, it was stagnant as could be. But we'd get up there now and then, get out, flop around. I had an old dog that loved the water when he could sit in it up to here, but he'd go out there to that depth and sit down and sit there with his nose sticking out. He couldn't swim.
Oh, for goodness sake, never heard of that. Dog would turn.
He'd panic, and he'd work his front feet and forget his back feet. And we took him out one day, and I thought he was going to drown me. He just tried to climb up on my head. And we towed him in and let him sit in the water, and he was happy. I always thought dogs would just pick it up naturally, but not this one.
No, I thought they were natural swimmers too.
He was a good old dog, very smart. But he certainly couldn't swim. What would you call low ground down in around the creek or along the river?
You mean the bottom ground that was tillable, or was it, well, that would probably be bottom ground.
The place where you keep your cattle to graze?
It was always pasture.
And where would you raise your hay?
We didn't have any bottom ground. We just raised it on this field east of the house, or places where alfalfa would grow.
Did you call it anything special then? Was that a pasture?
Oh no, it was always alfalfa field or whatever.
Was it ever called a meadow, or?
No, we never did have, that's you're talking of native grass. Mm-hmm. We never, in my time, I've never raised a bale of prairie hay.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess you just can't afford to let the ground go back that way.
It takes fair ground to mow, and it would always be, we always sowed our plant, our hay.
Are hay meadows at all common around here?
There are a few of the people now who leave some of their pasture go